The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In Zen practice, there's a little saying about the practice and our description of it. And the description is attention to detail. That a lot of what Zen practice is about is paying attention to the details of the moment, of the situation. And what I have in mind in bringing this up is that people's involvement with Buddhism, or maybe Buddhism itself, has all kinds of problems. And one problem about Buddhism is that it's one of the world's great religions. And as that, it's easy to have these big ideas about what it's all about, and, you know, enlightenment and compassion for the world and saving the world and, you know, all kinds of wonderful ideals and big things. And the process of these big ideas is to miss the details, miss the moment that you're in, see what's here. Pushing people aside as you're eager to save the world. Those people are in my way. Something. And also people come to Buddhism sometimes with really big and significant challenges in their lives. But the challenges are so big that also it lends them to kind of look at the big picture, or kind of look at it's so huge, it's like this huge mountain that has to be moved or something. And they don't look at the details, this moment here. And sometimes certainly it's valuable to look at the big picture and the big ideals. But often what I'm pointing out is that sometimes we miss something. And we miss the moment. We miss the details of how we're living here and now. And in many ways, it's the small details that are the building blocks for our big life. And the small details make a big difference over time. And to spend time caring about the details. When I was a Zen practitioner, I was deeply moved by some of the other practitioners that I knew, not by the fact that they were enlightened or some big thing that happened, but the way they picked up a teacup. It's like, wow. Like they were so present, so there. There was so little self-conscious selfing going on. It was just very simple, ordinary, just a teacup. Did I come to Zen to learn how to drink tea? I came for big, important. Zen is a big, important religion. It has grand ideas and ideals. And if someone said, go to Zen and learn how to drink tea, I probably wouldn't have gone. But it was so inspired by seeing how someone picked up a teacup. I was really inspired to see how someone walked across a courtyard, temple courtyard, just how they walked. They were just, I'd never seen anybody just walk without trying to get someplace or, you know, any other alternative ideas or purposes. They just walked. It was like, you know, even walking meditation, you're doing something. This person was walking to go someplace, but it was just like, just there. Wow, that was pretty impressive. And it's not just Zen. In a famous Catholic monk, American monk by the name of Thomas Merton, spent years living as a monastic in monastery. And someone asked him once, what have you learned in all your years in the monastery? You know, he was one of the great teachers of the 20th century in America, very, very important person. What did you learn? Wrote books, lots of books. What did you learn? What's so important? And he said, I learned how to open and close doors. What? I'm involved in religion, Christianity or Buddhism for these, you know, there's big things to do. There's important things. There's communion with God. There's, you know, enlightenment. There's, you know, all these big things. I mean, doors? That seems pretty ridiculous. How many people, you know, we'll have a workshop here at IMC, a one-day retreat workshop on how to open and close doors. The whole day is going to be about that. I might be alone teaching it. I don't know if people are going to come. But if I give a workshop on a Buddhist idea of enlightenment, wow, it's like packed. But none of those people are learning how to open and close doors. So this attention to detail, you know, it actually makes a difference how you encounter the door. Are you there for it? Are you present for it? Is a door just something that's in the way of important things and you just kind of like want to get by it? Doors don't count for anything. They're not valuable and have no role in your life. There's no sense of self you'll acquire from a door. And the door is not going to show you that you're, you know, how great you are, or the door is not going to explain to you how it's just a delusion to be caught up in ideas of greatness. The door is not going to humble you. The door is just there. But can you learn from the door how you address the door? Can you really be there for the door, for this activity? Attention to detail. And if we do that through the day and really show up for our life, for what's actually happening, we're going to spend less time in fantasy, less time in abstractions. We're going to be present to see the genesis, the beginning of our reactions, our responses, our thoughts, how we're living our life. If you're really there for that door, as you open the door, when you step out through the door, you might be so present that you notice your response and reaction to what's on the other side. And because you see the response and reaction, then you have some choice of what to do, whether to act on that or not act to do it on it. You know, something, who knows, you know? Someone might be on the other side of that door. And your first response is fear. But you realize that you often are afraid of people. But you see the fear arise because you're really there for the door, you're there for the fear, and you say, oh, that's interesting. I don't think I need to kind of go down that path of the fear path. I'm afraid, but usually I get swept away into it, and then I cower, I sneak away before anybody sees me or something. But now I think I see the fear, and now I have a choice of how to be with it. So the attention to detail. The other thing that I think some people do is, I think we all do, maybe I do, I certainly have done it, is to be looking at the big picture for the big solutions. I have a big problem, and I need to find a solution to this big problem. And that's a reasonable approach to do. It's reasonable to find solutions for our difficulties and challenges. But sometimes by looking at the big solutions, we miss the attention to detail at this moment here. And in this moment, you might actually be able to, you might notice that you're stressed. You might notice that you're tense, your shoulders are tense. And attention to detail. Well, maybe I can, at least I still have a big problem, but I can relax my shoulders. No, I can't. My big problem is so important. It's more important than my shoulders. Don't tell me about my shoulders. You know, because it's so important what I have to do. But why can't you do the important thing? Look for the important solutions for your life with relaxed shoulders. And maybe, by the end of the day, you won't have a solution. Are you better off going through the day with relaxed shoulders or tense shoulders? If you know at the end of the day you're not going to have the answer, maybe you're more willing to go through the day with the relaxed shoulders. You're still trying to solve the problem, unless you think the tense shoulders are going to make it more likely you're going to, you know, figure it all out. Some things maybe you'll never solve. Maybe. But would you rather never solve them With tense shoulders or relaxed shoulders? With tense belly or relaxed belly? Would you rather not solve them by being present for the door, for the tea, for your friend, for this life? Or would you rather not solve your problems by not being present for the tea or the door or your friend or this life? There's something very powerful about attention to detail and attending to it, being careful with it. And for the purposes of the kind of practice we teach here, paying attention to the details of how you tense up, how you contract, how you tighten up, and notice it. Pay attention to detail. And don't be mesmerized by the big Buddhism, the big problems, the big things that we have, that you're overlooking the little details of tension and holding and contraction that we do, that were distractions that we have. And if you don't overlook them, if you pay attention to those create the foundation, the building block, to actually create better conditions for yourself so that you're in a better place, in a more useful place to address the big issues of your life, big issues of Buddhism, whatever it is. It creates the conditions for it. And one of the ways it creates a condition for it is that if you have big issues in your life, big challenges, big dreams about what Buddhist practice is going to do for you, or all kinds of things, you want to make yourself into a person who is changeable. You want to be willing to be changed. Spirituality, Buddhism, is not about understanding everything so everyone else changes, behaves properly around you. We have to be willing to be changed in the process of practice. We have to be willing to be changed by the solutions that we come along. There has to be a shift. It's not just a matter of understanding something and then that's everything will come into play. So what is the best, how do you condition yourself, how do you create the conditions so that you're able to be changed by the solutions that come? And there it turns out that attention to detail is helpful. That in the details as you go through your life, you stay relaxed and open and present. You're really here. Because who knows? You might have really big problems. Huge. Question, problems, challenges of life and death. You might have really big, spiritual concerns that are really, dark night of the soul and really kind of, this is like you have to really, it's time for you to really, something has to happen here. And lo and behold, it's possible that tomorrow the solution is going to be given to you in a silver platter. It's going to be given a perfect solution. It's like it's going to make your life, everything else just fall into place. It's there, to maybe tomorrow, waiting for you. But you're too busy being tense and running around and distracted to notice it. And you miss it. Because you haven't learned how to be really present in the moment, for this time, this detail, here, now. We never know what's waiting for us, the gifts that are waiting for us. But it really helps to have the kind of presence and attention that you're there in the moment, so you're receptive and ready and can receive it and take it in and notice it. Who knows? It might be written on the door. If you pay attention to the door as you open and close it. Or it might be written on your heart as you open and close the door. Attention to detail. And one of the ways we'll do that here at IMC is we'll clean the place. Attention to detail. So those of you who can stay, it's very much appreciated. And Anne has the different jobs.